Hello, Love everyone. Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk Archetypes with your host, renowned intuitive and author, Roy Solberg.
Hello, everyone. This is Roy, and today we're going to talk archetypes, and the one we've selected is the storyteller. It's a very interesting archetype and one that I think should be part of the four basic that we all have, you know, the child, victim, prostitute, and saboteur. Because we live our lives through the storyteller and the stories that we tell each other, and not only each other but ourselves, and the stories that were absolutely told to us as children. You were a good girl, you were not so good. You know all those stories, all those things that parents, grandparents, teachers, et cetera, told us. The question is, how many of those do we believe? How many of those have we taken in and created another story that we now show to the world, that this is who I am? So storytelling is how we create our lives. The illuminated storyteller archetype shares knowledge through a good tale. Don't you love a good storyteller? A shadow archetype of the storyteller distorts the truth and tells it as believable. And unfortunately, this is what we do to ourselves. We have certain beliefs that we tell over and over again. And sometimes those empower us, and sometimes they don't. So today, I want you to take a look at what's your story. Is it a happy tale? Is it sad? And what are the archetypes in your story? In my classes, I've often given clients the assignment of writing their life as a three-act play, past, present, and future. So when I got an email from Amy O'Brien, she responded to a request for speakers, I was very excited to learn that she had a program of starring in your own life story. Now, how does that sound? Let's all star in our own life story. So we're going to discuss her method and how she uses the archetypes and how they impact someone's life. Before I go any further, unfortunately, we're having tech problems with the phone lines. If you get a message that there's no program on for the next 24 hours, just ignore it. We'll try to get that repaired and fixed. But, you know, it's kind of like life. Sometimes you communicate and sometimes you don't. So we're going to go with what is. And I'm going to invite Amy to come on. Welcome, Amy.
Hi, Roy. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
Oh, I am absolutely delighted. I want to tell the listeners, first of all, you're a life coach, speaker, and have written this incredible four-time award-winning book, Stuck with Mr. Wrong. And in that book, as I understand it, you have 10 steps to starring in your own life story. And I have a question. Does that also work with Stuck with Ms. Wrong? Is it for men as well or just for women?
Well, you know, when I wrote the book, I really decided to choose kind of a target audience, and because my experience is female, I decided to write from our perspective. But I've had a lot of men read the book, and it really could apply to them as well, and I've always had people ask me, so when are you going to write Stuck with Mrs. Wrong? And boy,
right.
I met guys coming out of the woodwork with stories of their own. So, but really the concept of the book, it really isn't so much about the guy as the idea mm-hmm. of feeling stuck. It's the story we tell ourselves that
yes.
leaves us in situations where we feel trapped. So that's really what the book is about.
And I want you to tell the story of how you got the inspiration for starring in your own life story.
Sure. Well, it started probably 8 or 9 years ago. I was in a relationship. It was a relationship I was in after I got a divorce, and this relationship wasn't working out, and I was unhappy about that. I really wanted it to, and I was struggling to try to fix it, and I was in Target one day buying whatever, and I was looking at the covers of the tabloids and looking at the celebrities, and I just had this thought, what if my life were a movie and people were watching me? Would they be frustrated by me, or would they be inspired? And I realized they'd be completely frustrated because I had become this very passive character. I wasn't taking center stage in my life. I was letting somebody else dictate to me how I should live. I wasn't following my passions. And when I started to shift my perspective in this way, the story I started to write for my life completely shifted. Mm. I became much more empowered. I found, you know, I ended that relationship. I found a great place to live. I applied this process to getting a new job. And then I got hit with the writing book. And then this is really where the Starting Your Own Life story came out, because I realized I had never really gotten over something that happened in my marriage. I discovered that my husband had somebody else in his life, and it was really devastating at the time. And I thought I had moved on from that, but I realized it was a story I continued to repeat in my head. I couldn't get it out. You know, I kept questioning myself about it. And so something told me if I write the story, I'll be able to resolve it. But I couldn't write it like a journal. And so I started to write it like a movie. I started to write it as though it were a story that happened to somebody else, and I created all these different characters that all represented the different thoughts I had, and it turned into a screenplay.
Oh,
I taught myself the three-act structure of film. Yeah, so I wrote this complete screenplay, and that led to me writing stuff with Mr. Wrong, 10 Steps to Starting Your Own Life Story, because I uncovered this incredible process for getting unstuck and really moving on from a traumatic event like that. And that's how I ended up doing it.
and I want to hear more about the process later, but I just want to add that don't you find that we women especially, have difficulty with putting ourselves in the starring role?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, in fact, even when I was writing that book, I had that feeling of, oh, my gosh, you know, is this right? Is it right to tell people to star in their own life story? You know, shouldn't we be supportive? And then I thought about it. I'm like, yes, you can be a real star as a supporting player as long as you're not doing it to the detriment of yourself. You're not letting somebody walk all over you. And you're not falling into the role of antagonist. The antagonist in a story is the thing that's preventing forward movement. It's making someone's life miserable. And I think when you become selfish about starring in your own life story, that's when it's not a good thing. But, you know, when you really do take center stage in your life, you become an example for people around you.
Yeah,
I don't know how many times I
say that.
It doesn't mean that you don't support other people. It just means that you are also standing in your own truth and you're being an authentic person.
Exactly. And when you own your own power, then you give everyone else permission to own theirs.
Right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
So, now, you incorporated some of the archetypes, which are my favorite subject. with the victim, saboteur, queen, knight, vampire. So were all of these in your first screenplay, in your story? Did you have all of them?
You know what, I wasn't thinking of them at that point, but I definitely have the prostitute. I mean, the characters that I created in the screenplay were really the inner voices in my head. I had the voice of the prostitute that says, stay with your man no matter what, and, you know, how are you going to survive without him, you know, that kind of thing, that survival thing. I had the victim, you know, the person who's a victim of the circumstance and doesn't know how to speak her truth and stand up for herself. I think I had a lot of archetypes in there, and I definitely bring them into the Stuck with Mr. Wrong book. I have a whole chapter, actually, called Pick Your Princess, but Pick Her Well, where I talk about the princess archetype, because I think that has such a huge influence on us when it comes to the way we relate to our work and the way we relate to our relationships, that rescue me thing that comes into play.
Sure. Okay, so we're back on the air.
Oh,
hello.
Were we off?
Hi. Yes, Amy?
Oh, hi. I've been talking.
Good. I just got cut off and get back on. We're having incredible technical difficulties, which is, going right along. So we'll just catch up here. So, of course, I didn't get to hear everything you said, however. What archetype do you feel that you're living now?
Ooh, that's a really good question. the archetype I'm living now. I would have to say, if I could pick one, I am a storyteller. I mean, I've really, as a result of all these experiences, I found myself stepping more and more into this storyteller-writer role. And I love hearing people's stories. And there's such power in giving someone the space to tell you their story.
Yes.
It's so healing to do that for somebody, to really listen to them and to let them tell you their personal story. So I would have to say the storyteller.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's a big one, too.
Yeah. And I think those two go hand in hand.
The teacher,
mentor, storyteller are all in the process of empowering. So tell me a little bit about your program.
Sure. I have a 10-step program I call Script Your Ideal Life. So it's all based in writing, and writing your life story and re-scripting it in a more empowering fashion. So I believe that we're always writing our life story, whether we're conscious of it or not. And when we start to step into the consciousness of it, you know, we have a little more control. So it's a 10-step process. And the program that I have built is on demand. So if any one of your listeners are interested in that, if they go to scriptyouridealife.com, they'll see a very long page describing it, but it's 10 videos following the 10 steps. Each one comes with what I call a script sheet. So you're actually sitting in the audience's seat of your movie and writing from this third-person perspective, which I found really powerful, when you can kind of sit back as an objective observer of your own life. Yeah. So it's based on that, and it also comes with handouts that turn into basically a 260-page ebook. So that is the program I offer.
So what do you find is the biggest block for someone who wants to change their life, to change their story, to move on into a different energy, a different frequency of life? What's their biggest block?
I would have to say it's, I believe we have two voices in our head, well, more than two, but two primary voices. I like to call them the voice of the inner film critic versus the voice of our inner film director. And the voice of the inner film critic is the one that holds us back. It's the voice of self-doubt and the voice of fear and the voice of should and shouldn't. And that tends to be the one that we hear, unfortunately. Like whenever we want to make a major change in our lives, that's the voice that crops up first, because it's the one that doesn't want to see us fail or make a mistake or totally mess up our lives. And if we can tap into the voice of our inner film director, that's really empowering, because that's the voice of inner wisdom. That's the voice of our intuition. That's the encouraging, supportive voice that's telling us, you're going to be fine. You absolutely have the skills to do this. You absolutely can pursue this career. And yes, you can write a book. And yes, you deserve to be happy in your relationships with other people. So I think that's probably the most transformational thing, is when I work with people and they're able to identify the voice of their inner film critic. Because what I've found is we all have the story that we're living. We all, when people come to my program, they come with a particular life challenge, whether it's they're stuck in a job rut or whatever it is. And the antagonist is often an outward manifestation of the inner film critic. So when you can identify what this thing is.
Tell me a little more about the antagonist. How would someone identify their antagonist?
Well, a lot of times they just do it. Like if I have clients who come to me, I can't stand my boss. Okay, so the boss has become the antagonist in their life. It's the person they can't stand. They have to go to work every day and deal with this person. But if you can look at this person as a teacher, what is this person here to teach me? And often it's to assert yourself, to stand in your truth. It's to identify when maybe it's time to move on. So if you can look at your antagonist from a whole new light as the teacher, it definitely shifts your sense of power and control, and a feeling like you have the ability to script a whole new life.
Yes. And I often tell my clients, you know, examine why you brought this particular person on stage at this particular time in your life, and what do they reflect for you? Because I think everyone in our life is a reflection of, especially those that we don't get along with, are as you said, there to teach us something, there to help us regain our spirit and reprogram ourselves. So,
So, I believe that. I mean,
what else can you tell us about the book and about your program? What's the princess archetype?
The princess archetype. Oh,
yeah.
I loved studying the princesses. I really did. in my book, I talk about the stories of Cinderella, Rapunzel, Snow White, and Sleeping Beauty. And when you look at these princesses, they're all essentially the same story. All of these girls are kind of trapped in some sort of plight, and it's always at the hands of an evil woman, a wicked stepmother, a wicked queen. And the answer to their life's dilemma always lies outside themselves. It's always the knight in shining armor, the Prince Charming. It's the fairy godmother transforming Cinderella. And, you know, how strange that we, you know, look at this story and think that Prince Charming's going to come and he's only going to recognize us by our shoe, and that we're going to go off and live happily ever after. So we're kind of like, but I really think, I call it the glass slipper versus the ruby slipper, because the glass slipper story is very much a wishful thinking story, because we all look for the quick fix when we're stuck in some way. We want someone that will rescue us from our plight, because we don't want to have to do the work.
Right.
And I use the Wizard of Oz analogy in my book, too, because I love the story of Dorothy, because she doesn't do that in her story. She puts on her power shoes. Remember, Glinda the Good Witch of the North says to her, you know, keep tight inside of them, they must be very powerful, or her antagonist, the Wicked Witch of the West, who wants us to dally. So she stands in her power, and she makes the journey. She figures out what she needs to do to get home. Nobody rescues her. She rescues herself. And that's the empowered princess.
Perfect.
So, the light side of the princess is the empowered princess. The dark side is the one that waits around and hopes and wishes for things to come true. Someday my prince will come.
Yes. I years ago, as a young woman, gave up waiting for that guy with the white horse and got my own. I figured it was quicker and easier.
Good for you.
Go out and be your own knight in shining armor. So, well, it's a very fascinating and invaluable program that you've created, and I am thrilled to be able to share it with everyone. So what else can we talk about? What else can you tell me about this? Do you find
that... I was going to mention that I made a decision recently. I wrote Stuck with Mr. Wrong. It came out a couple of years ago, and you had mentioned it picked up 4 awards.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of this book and really touched by the women who've read it and who've really benefited by it. And I've made a decision recently to offer it for free.
Oh,
so if your listeners go to my website and they click on books or products, they will come to the page and they'll be able to download that book absolutely free.
Give us your website again.
Sure. Go to starinyourownlifestory.com.
Perfect.
The star in your own life story.
And we also have it on the blog radio, Authentic You Radio. So do you have a lot of women coming to get back to their authenticity? It seems like we need it more now than ever.
Yeah, so I'm really working on drawing as many women in as possible. I've worked with a lot of women this year. It was funny because I wrote this book while I was still working a full-time job, and it was just kind of an experiment. I became a career coach years ago, but I had always done it within an organization, so I really stepped into my own business recently. I didn't expect it to do so well as it did, so it's been a lot of fun. And, I'm working with more and more women who are coming to me with all sorts of interesting challenges. And, you know, one of the clients that I had recently, Carol, I loved what she said because she went through the program.
Mm-hmm.
And she remarks that it doesn't end when the course is over. It keeps going. So these are lifelong lessons. I kind of think of it as my on-demand life coaching program.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So do you have any workshops or events coming up?
You know, it's funny. I just did a teleclass last night. I'm probably going to schedule something soon. I did a teleclass last night using the story of the Wizard of Oz as my example of all the transformation that we need to go through. But right now what I have to offer is my on-demand program. I decided to take my 10-week coaching program And to make it as affordable as possible for as many women, I put it in the on-demand format. So you can go at your own pace. You get all the same materials as all the people who've gone through my program live. And you have access to me through email as well as membership in the Facebook group. So you can kind of go along with this program with other women that are doing it too. So, yeah, go to my website, Conscript Your Ideal Life.
And I encourage everyone listening to do that. So thank you so much, Amy, for being with us today and sharing your program. And I hope you'll come back and be a guest on the show again.
I would love to. Thanks, Roy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We have Caroline in the queue, I believe.
Hello, Roy.
Hello,
good morning.
Caroline. How are you?
I am so glad where you are. To have learned how to hook up with this show. Oh, my goodness, it's really wonderful, and I'm just so happy for you and for myself, too, and all those listeners out there.
Yes, I so appreciate it. And you're doing well?
I am, and I thought I would do a north, south, east, west reading this morning for myself, and for north, I got the Mystic Shaman. And the east, I have the child. The south, I have the lover. And for the west, I have Midas. I couldn't figure that out.
I'm taking
good care of my resources, my energetic resources.
There you go.
Caroline,
I'm so pleased that you called in.
Well, it's just I'm very grateful for you and for your work and for our friendship and your healing abilities, Roy. So that's a very big gift in my life.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Thank you.
Don't ever forget it.
Thank you. Okay. I won't.
And I'll hear from you in another few weeks, I'm sure.
Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Lots
Take
of
care.
Love. And thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Okay, bye-bye.
And we have another caller, I believe. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Roy, and your name is?
Hi, my name is Ro.
Ro, that's what she wrote, and I wasn't sure if there was a letter left off or what. How are you today?
We have similar names, except
we do.
You have one
we
more
do.
Letter than I do.
So what can I do for you today?
Well, Roy, you know, I have put you on my calendar for the last few radio shows you've had, and I haven't been able to make them, and today I was able to make this one, so I thought I'd just call in and see what you were doing, because I'm all about archetypes and studying archetypes, and
you there? Yeah.
Yes.
And so the card I just picked out while you were talking is the artist.
Uh-huh.
Someone who expresses herself well and is very creative. So the shadow artist is the one who kind of goes within that, you know, can't make it with the talents that they have. I don't get that about you. I think you're very on track. But you can expand a little bit more, it feels like.
Oh, sure.
You've got
a whole lot more.
Yeah, and absolutely go for it. So what is your life story? Are you telling a good one?
I am telling, am I telling a good one? That's always that's a good question. I am very involved professionally, and that works for me in a lot of different ways, but because I'm involved more on a, you know, professional level and I teach and I'm, you know, engaged and I have a regular, you know, schedule and all that during the week. I don't leave enough unstructured kind of or even structured time to really participate in what you might what I might consider art. But I am I'm kind of at a turning point right now because I'm feeling like I want to be at the end of this, what is interestingly 22-year professional life. And I want to step more into metaphysical, mystical relationship with with the skills I have in that area.
And it feels to me like you've got one foot in each camp.
Yes.
So what we want to do is kind of, you know, shift your energy. And I'm kind of showing you with my body. If you were doing a balancing thing, you want to shift over into that area that allows you to be who you are and get back into that creativity. You've got some incredible things on the horizon. And it's just a matter of, as Amy was saying, you know, making that shift of starring, I am the star here, and I am going to create this type of story for myself. You're doing well. I don't see any glitches in this. I see you moving forward, but I also see you, you know, as they say, getting out of the box, because there are, well, what I'm hearing is, yeah, well, she was always thinking outside the circle. But this is something new and exciting that's going to come along, and it'll be about a year. And so just be open to everything. I want yes to be your primary word, because, you know, you want to do this? Yes, that sounds like fun.
Uh-huh.
And enjoy it. I see an easy shift, because it feels to me like you've already made the shift. You just have to go around getting the mechanics of it done. But energetically, you've already shifted. You're already
yes.
Shifted. Yeah.
And it's such an interesting thing to be able to actually also identify and fully step into the
mm-hmm.
into the relationship with. I believe in myself this way. To
mm-hmm.
you know, because I feel like I've always had my interests, but now it's like really truly stepping in. As
yeah.
opposed to having another job where your professional faces doesn't include that.
Yes, exactly. And again, it's coming back to that, your point of authenticity, where you are. Years ago, I heard someone say, who I am on the inside and who I am on the outside shall be separate no more. And that was an eye-opener for me. It was one of those aha moments. That I began to realign the inner world and the outer world so that there was no separation. This is who I am. This is the work I do. So, my dear, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much.
I have about two more minutes, and you know you can hear these on podcast.
Yes.
So, perfect.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Blessings.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, next week, we are going to talk about authenticity. What is it? How do you get it? How do you recognize when you're out of your integrity? Because we're either in integrity or we're out of integrity. When, you know, it's like being pregnant. There is no such thing as being a little bit pregnant. There's no such thing as being a little bit in your integrity. You're either in it or you're out of it. So we're going to discuss that. And in the next couple of weeks, we're going to talk about manifestation. How do you do it? We're going to talk about rituals, beliefs, actions, results. And anything else that I can think of, we're going to talk about. So the thought for today and this week is, one day your life story will flash before your eyes. Make sure it's worth watching. And with that, I will leave you, and we will talk archetypes next week.